Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
You're more.
color, Negro, African American. It's just a legal status brand. Y'all don't really understand. You're more. You're more. I'm not black, I'm not a color. Yup, God is my mother, creator, supporter, a man, son, and daughter, earth, wind, fire, water, all the elements, the universe speaks for order, as above, so below, but y'all don't really hear me though, pineal vibing, chakras lining, I'm on a different timing, this is easy rhyming, why y'all killing innocent children, I feel for your soul, the life that you still in, my brother, oh, I'm just here to let you know, you gotta help a hand, it's in God's plan. Each one, teach one, reach one. Let's plant the nation, build it. You some healing, color, Negro, African American. It's just a legal status brand. Y'all don't really understand. You're more. Color, Negro, African American. It's just a legal status brand. Y'all don't really understand. You're more. They hit you with the mystery. Then they took your history, man. 1492. Oh, they 1-2. Told you the slaves who came and fixed and you believed it. Well, let me explore. We were seeing ready more. They renamed the map. Told you was black. Search you off the plecker. Biotistics, it is black. Then no truth came out. They try to give it a game. 700 rain. Europe and Spain. This is all fact. Oh, the more scientific came in existence in 1913, right? Oh, we was ready to listen. That's more. The true Indian, which is the misnomer.
All right. Through the knowledge.
Yo, I guess it took forever for me to get on the radio and shit, because I'm blind. You know, I'm blind because I was looking at the solar eclipse without some damn glasses, even though I had the glasses. Akeem looked at it too. So you know we blind and shit, because, you know, if you look at the goddamn eclipse, you go blind. You know what I mean? Isn't that what they said? If you look at the eclipse, you're going to go blind. You know what I mean? I looked at it all day without them. I was sitting on my new VIP room, sun gazing, because I do sun gazing anyway. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, let me get this straight. So I look at the sun every day. I gaze at the sun every day when there's nothing blocking it. And I ain't went blind yet, right? But I'm going to go blind when the moon is blocking the sun. That don't make no damn sense to me. This nigga want a townhouse. You know what I mean? I had the glasses. I purposely looked at it without the glasses. Now, I ain't gonna front. If you had the glasses, you could actually see the moon covering the actual sun. But if you looked at it with your eyes, you really couldn't see it. You could see when the moon was halfway there, but you couldn't see it all the way once it got there. You know what I mean? And it didn't even get as dark as I thought it was going to get. I was hoping it was going to be like, it was this show that used to come on TV. It was called Heroes, right? And everyone got powers right after the eclipse. So let's see if some of us can fly and shit in the next coming months. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so many people were so bent out of shape talking about people going blind. I'm like, these are really cattle. People just believe anything the media puts out, man. I'm not one of those people, you know? I know the difference between being a sheeple and a real person, man, and, you know, we got to be able to think for ourselves. That's why, yeah, they said South Carolina had 100% total eclipse. You know, but we didn't have it here. Not even close. Think for ourselves, man. And that's what this is all about, man. The changing where people are free thinkers, critical thinkers, people that can reason for themselves, you know, because that is definitely what's missing in American culture. And the funny thing is, when you do think for yourself, when you're able to think for yourself, you know, people are offended by that. The masses attack you. They will attack you for thinking for yourself and not believe. You know, you had people saying, you didn't really look, stare at it. Da-da-da-da. I did, nigga. I stared at it. Nothing happened. Stop fronting. Oh, and then some people said, when you could prove that you stared at it, oh, well, it doesn't happen automatically. It happens, you know, a little time go past. I'm like, really, nigga? Really? So when someone's using an arc welder, and if you look at that damn light, you go blind immediately. Not later on, immediately. Right? So how in the world the sun is way more powerful than an arc welder, but you got to wait for the sun to burn your retinal? Get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all not making sense, man. You know, that's just a lie. You know, my question would be, why didn't they want motherfuckers to look at it with their regular eye? What were they trying to hide? You know what I mean? Some people said that they seen ships coming through the sun, you know, because the sun is supposed to be a black hole, a portal, you know what I mean, a stargate. I ain't seen none of that shit, but, you know, some people claiming they did and all that. But I can only confirm what I've done and what I've seen in the whole nine. But I thought it was a waste of time. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Jonah. I'm trying not to really go there. But, yeah, that's so true. It is true. You know, when they say you can't. It's just like when they tell people to wear sunblock, right? Or you're going to get skin cancer. I have never wore sunblock in my life and never will. And I'd be on the beach. I'd be in the water swimming. I do all of that type of stuff. You know what I mean? And people be like, oh, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get sunburned. I ain't never got sunburned in my life. In my life, yo. I agree with you, Penny, for your thoughts. Sunblock do give you cancer. Anything that's not natural will cause something to go wrong in your body. And I'm not the only one that's saying that. You know, the Bible says that. You know what I mean? But believe nothing that the government says. You know what I mean? I don't. You know, they purposely lie to us to mislead us, to get us where they want us to be. And they want us to be their slaves. That's just the reality of it. You know what I mean? I tell y'all, I went in, listened to Shaka's study group. I was just in the back listening. I enjoyed that. Man, he broke up some oldies but goodies, stuff that I forgot I even talked about and taught about. He been digging in the crates, pulling out all that old stuff. He brought up the canons, the Vatican brought out. It was very interesting to listen to him go through them and read them and overstand them. I thought it was dope. Then I went in and I listened to Joey's show yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, nationality. That show was dope in the whole nine. So was real interested. Now, for some reason, when I tried to get on with the computer, I wasn't able to get on through my computer. I'm on my cell phone. And, you know, they be charging me an arm and a leg to connect with my cell phone, right? So today's going to be a short show because I'm not trying to go over my minutes and they hit me with mad charges. You know what I mean? Because as y'all know, I ain't like I tapped into the account and they gave me all my money that's in the straw man's account, all those securities. I ain't got that type of money. You know what I mean? But we working on it. We working on it well. You know what I mean? And it's going to happen. But I guess I got to give my advertisement for the seminar coming up. I think it's this weekend. Hold on. I got to look, man. You know, I always look at flying out at the very last minute. Very last minute. That's how I get down. That's just how I do it. But hope y'all enjoyed that song. A brother redid Still Nigga into Still More. And I thought that version was dope. I hope y'all heard it. If not, I'm going to play it again later on tonight. That's going to be my theme song for a while. But yeah, it's going to be this weekend, August 26, 2017, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to be in Dearborn, Detroit, y'all. Donation at the door is at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Detroit, Dearborn, 801 Southfield Expressway, Detroit, Michigan, 48228. If you want to get your ticket in advance, contact your boy Akeem L at AkeemL.com. If you want to get the, address to the place and all that, if you want to pay at the door and all that, contact your boy Akeem L for the address and all that. It's all up on his site, right? And we're going to go into it. I'm going to give you a little snippet tonight on how deep we're going to go. What up, Shaka? I'm going to show y'all something. Because, you know, a lot of people, it's almost like they be trying to shut down the information that I bring. And, you know, Jonah don't play that shit. I give y'all records. So I should have probably found the official copy, but I didn't. So what? But here in the chat, I'm putting it in the chat right now. This is the George Washington letter. We're going to break down because a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that I told you our ancestors had a government. The government was under the Articles of Association and the Articles of Confederation. When they made the goddaggone Constitution of the United States, they took over the government and changed the government. Now, they changed the federal government. They changed the Confederation. But we were still in control of the states. They later on came for the states and took over the states. And that's what your boy Pitchfork Bill Tillman talks about. Here it is, the George Washington letter. I'm going to start reading it and breaking it down now. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready to go down and stroll down this little lane right here? I can't hear you. Ain't no one saying nothing. Ain't no one in the chat saying, y'all ready? No? Well, I'm going anyway. Hold on. 209-499. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the God. John, this is Jay Bay.
What up, Jay Bay? You ready to hear this George Washington letter?
And drop it. I'm ready to hear whatever you got to bring because I know it's fire in its own time. Shit.
Yes, it is. Well, hang out with me. Come in and say something if, you know, anything strikes you and all that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'll do that.
I'm going to have you as a little counter host right now. Letter
got you.
From George Washington to Muhammad Ibn Abdullah Sultan of Morocco. City of New York, December 1st, 1789. I'm curious about that. Why the hell is it in New York? And why did they say they had to do it in New York in 1789? Is he trying to tell me Muhammad Ibn Abdullah Sultan of Morocco was sitting in New York? That's how he wrote this letter? Curious, curious. It says, great and magnanimous friend. I don't use no word like magnanimous every day. So, you know, your boy Jonah Bay going to look that word up, man. That got to have some significance. I'm sure they could have used a much easier word. You know, why use such a big word? Now, magnanimous means very generous or forgiving, especially toward a rival or someone less powerful than oneself. So they already telling you that they want the forgiveness of someone who's much stronger than them, which is the Sultan of the Moors. See? Shit is going to become clear as we look up these words. Now, the synonyms of magnanimous is generous, charitable, benevolent, beneficent, big-hearted, handsome, princely, altruistic, philanthropic, unselfish, chivalrous, noble. So that's why they're using all, they're giving the utmost respect to the Sultan of Morocco, because they on his land, right? Magnanimous friend. Since the date of the letter which the late Congress, do you know what the word late means? Late Congress? Hold on, let's look up the word late, because fuck they mean they were late. They weren't on time? What's going on? What does late mean? Definition. All right. Late, as an adjective, doing something or taking place after the expected proper usual time. Number two, belonging or taking place near the end of a particular time or period. Adverb, after the expected proper usual time. Toward the end of a period. Now, the most recent news and fashion. So, I think they're saying it was after a time. So, let's go back. The late Congress, so that's the old Congress. They're saying since the date of the level which the old Congress, by their president, addressed to your imperial majesty. What? Who the fuck they mean by their president, God? Are y'all peeping the way this shit is written? So here it is. You have a Congress that's gone, and they're talking about that Congress and all that was by their president. So the late Congress had a whole different president than your new president, George Washington. But let me go on. Addressed to your Imperial Majesty, the United States of America have thought proper to change government and institute a new one. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? I don't make this shit up. They took over the government and created a new one. What do you think the story of George Washington chopping down the cherry tree was about? George Washington, Aboriginal Moors government, and then suppressed their government, and he started acting like he was the government. And created a whole new document that went against the previous documents. The document that you know as the de jure constitution, where the de jure constitution allows slavery. It allows slavery, y'all. Do I have to bring it up, or do y'all know it? Now, did you know that went against It went against the articles, the article of association, and the articles of confederation. Did you know that? Did you know that? They weren't even allowed to do business. You couldn't even do commerce with someone who was dealing with slavery. So how did it move from you couldn't even deal with someone doing slavery to in the new constitution, what they call the de jure constitution, that they could have slavery if it's, what did they say? Slavery is over for involuntary, but voluntary was okay. That is not what the previous contract said. That's right. That ain't what they weren't supposed to do that. But your boy George got slick, started a whole new government, and he's admitting it right here. I didn't make this shit up. I'm reading it to you. But let me go on. Institute a new one, agreeable to the Constitution, of which I have the honor herewith to enclose a copy. So he made a whole new government and did a new constitution, and he sent it to the Sultan of Morocco. Now, why would he have to send it to the Sultan of Morocco? If it's a whole new government and they ain't got nothing to do with Morocco. But you already know he's up under the Sultan because of the very word he used at the beginning when he said magnanimous friend, hoping that the goddamn Sultan move on him for starting this new government and taking the government from the aboriginal people who were Moors. Now, let me go on, finish reading. The time necessarily employed in the arduous task, you know, arduous, that word means very hard, very difficult, very deliberate thing that you did. Arduous task. And the disarrangements occasioned by the so great, though peaceable, a revolution will apologize and account for your majesty not having received those regularly advised marks of attention from the United States, which the friendship and magnanimity of your conduct toward them afforded reasons to expect. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to look up some of them words. Disarrangements is one of the words I'm going to look up. And when I look it up, I'm going to start putting it in the chat. So y'all know I ain't making this shit up. Now, disarrangement means to upset the proper arrangement or order, to reverse something. Did y'all hear that? Totally changed the government. Totally changed the government, y'all. Hitting in that one little word. Why would they even have to use a word like disarrangement? You know what I mean? They know most of y'all ain't going to look up the word. You're not going to look up the word, you know? So they changed everything, disarranged it, jumbled it up. Occasioned by so great, though peaceable, revolution. So they're saying that they did a revolution, and we got to look up the word revolution. But it was peaceful, which means they didn't have to fight no one or kill no one. Did y'all know that? They took over without fighting. They did it through these laws, through history, by Haidt-ship, revolution, a forceful overthrow of a government or social order in favor of a new system. Here it is. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all look up the words. Y'all read these documents. You will see exactly what they mean. Yeah. So anyone who want to fucking debate me whether George took over and created a new government, here's the proof. If he was under the Sultan of Morocco, he was under the Moroccan Empire, here's the proof. Okay. Okay. So I want to show y'all how they just moved shit slowly but surely, how you became someone with no nationality and became a colored person, Negro, Black, Indian, all of that shit. Then it says, we'll apologize and account for the your majesty not having received those regularly advised marks of attention. Do you know what marks of attention mean? That means they were supposed to let him know everything before they even did anything. But they didn't do it. They didn't do that. They were supposed to give him attentions of everything that they were going to do before they did it. And they weren't doing that because he was scheming on his land. Now, it says, from the United States, which the friendship and magnanimity of your conduct towards them afforded reasons to expect. What is magnanimity? That ain't a word that I use every day. I don't know about y'all. Y'all might be smart as fuck. Y'all might use those big words. I don't. Magnanimity. What does it mean? A fact or condition of being magnanimous. Generosity. I hate when they use the same word to try to define the word. Now, I'm going to another one. The quality of being magnanimous, loftiness of spirit, enabling one to bear trouble calmly, to disdain meanness or pettiness, and to display a noble generosity. He who had the magnanimity to forgive her for lying about him. Magnanimous act, great magnanimities between soldiers. Generous in forgiving an insult or inquiry, free from petty resentfulness or vindictiveness, to be magnanimous towards one's enemies, high-minded, noble, a just and magnanimous ruler. So they're trying to say, number one, he was a ruler. Number two, he was going to forgive their insult, and he wasn't going to act petty towards George and them. For doing shit they weren't supposed to be doing. Okay? So, I want to know, Jay Bay, where are you at?
Yo, peace, God, I'm right here. I was muted out, handling some business around the house, but I'm here, though.
Oh, I feel you. Is it making it clear about the relationship between George and the Emperor? And making it clear that they changed the government on purpose?
Yeah, what was the I'm wondering, what's the purpose of them doing that? You know, like, what's the purpose of it? And how did we just allow that to happen like that?
Okay, first of all, you got to understand that the federal government had no power yet, really, like that, right?
Right.
So if you were in, let's say, Georgia, what the fuck you give a fuck about what they're doing in Washington?
Right.
Had no effect on you, right?
Okay.
But you didn't know
okay.
that they had a plan to pull y'all all in and steal your rights to ownership, your rights to your very right. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Got
they're
you.
Able to do it the same way they're doing shit today, nice and slow, and you don't know why they're doing it. Like the health care, the Obamacare, was totally taking away your rights, or even the bullshit rights you have of a 14th Amendment was stripped because of that, right? But everyone was on board because they thought they was going to get free Medicare.
Right. Jump right on the bandwagon.
Right. The same way, that's like asking me, why did we let them take our gold and silver when they only had ordered 14th Amendment? People that was part of the United States had to give up their gold and silver. But people of the several states didn't, but they did. They didn't know no better.
Mm. That's the part I'm getting at. How are we so, us being such a great people, how are we such a
we fell asleep, what? God. We fell asleep. Yo, everyone has a cycle of growth and a cycle of sleep. We were asleep. I'm going to tell you the truth. In my opinion, we're not waking up until today. Today was the wake-up call, that eclipse. The eclipse was the wake-up call to feed us the proper information to start waking us up. You still there?
Yeah.
What's that buzzing noise?
Hear me?
Yeah, what's that buzzing noise? That shit crazy. Mute back out, God. Mute back out. That shit crazy.
Still hear the buzzing?
Nah, it's gone now. What the hell was
that? I tried to put my earpiece in it so I could walk around with it and talk. But go ahead, though. I was asking about the eclipse. Why do you say that's the wake-up call?
Oh, well, you didn't even – what they didn't tell you – if you read your boy Christopher Columbus travels here to the – New land, as they called it, some bullshit. It was an eclipse. They seen eclipse and UFOs, that which means that the heavens allowed them to do what they was coming to do to us. There's all everything that happens, an age that happens, is always right after something celestial happens.
Okay.
Rome fell right after an eclipse. Did you know that?
Nope. That's big, though.
And they said Rome could never fall. Yeah. So, absolutely, if everything remains the same, hell yeah, this is the mark, the end of something. And what else, what is everyone talking about is about the end. Like, even with the money situation of America, we know America's about the end. This shit is over.
Yeah, that racist shit.
I'm showing y'all how to become real Moors again. This shit is over. Because if you didn't know it, by treaty, they say a Moorish national controls and tells even a United States, a state national, what to do. Now, who's the state nationals? The state nationals is your governor, your sheriffs, and all that. So when we back in our proper place, we order them around. Everyone bow. This shit is over, dog.
Right.
This shit is over.
I feel it, man.
Why do you think people being so mad now? It's crazy.
Because they know their time is expiring. They lease is up.
To go into a race war. Fuck out of here. Check this out. If I don't give a fuck who you are. All you want is peace. And be able to take care of your family. It doesn't matter if you're Indian, white, Spanish, Mexican, whatever they call you. It don't matter. That's all everyone wants. Now, it's a few people that got plans, army. They're a secret army. And they're trying to get people to fight over differences to stay in power. But, man, ain't no one going for that shit. I delete all that shit about police brutality and all that. Like, nigga, you ain't gonna have me heated trying to kill some white guy that ain't got shit to do with nothing that's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? They trying to survive like me, you know, but that's how they want us to be right now. That ain't how it's going to go. The same way they took our, I read it, they said they took this fucking government with a peaceful revolution. The same way you're going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Way we're going to get it back. It ain't going to, people don't know this, but the so-called, what is it, Civil War was the black government fighting the black government. And that's how they were able to take over. When we walked out of Congress, it was the black government walking out of Congress, and we weren't supposed to do that, right?
Right.
And we went and fought the Civil War. They stepped in and took the government and proclaimed they were the government because we abandoned the government, went against the rules.
That was in chess.
Mm-hmm. They were scheming the whole time to get it. So this is it. This is him admitting to it. But, all right, so let me go on and finish reading, though.
All right.
Yes, you're right. Sun flares are connected to great events in human history. Celestial shit always happens before great change. You don't have to believe me. You can go do the research yourself, and it's going to show you. All right, so it says, the United States having unanimously appointed me to supreme executive authority in this nation. So they made him the supreme executive authority. Now notice, he said supreme executive authority. What the hell does executive mean? Because I told y'all the United States was a corporation from the very beginning. What y'all call de jure is still a corporation because they can't be in common law. They can't really be in common law. Okay, executive definition. Let's see what it means. Having the power to put plans, actions into law or laws or into effect. Administrative, decision making, managerial, law making. A person with senior managerial responsibility in a business or organization, chief, head, director, CEO. I told you. It was a corporation from when they started it. And George Washington was the CEO. There it go, right there in the word executive, administrative. But y'all were told administrative just happened. Just happened, lying motherfuckers. I know how to look up words. I may not know how to spell that shit, but I know how to look it up. So he was the CEO authority of this nation. And it goes on and says, Your Majesty letter of August 17th, 1788, which by reason of dissolution of the late government. Did you hear that? So we got to find this letter. It says, Your Majesty letter of August 17th, 1788, which by reason of the dissolution of the late government remained unanswered, has been delivered to me. So George Washington got the letter from his majesty because the late government wasn't around no more. They said they did a dissolution of the late government. Now, it wasn't them. It was us fighting amongst each other, and we did Sindine. Right, which allowed him to step in. So he started talking to his majesty himself without someone telling him what to say and what to do. Because your boy George Washington was what? In the Civil War, he was a general in the Civil War. You feel me? This straight history. All right? How the fuck you going to be a general and the president at the same damn time? Impossible. Impossible. Told y'all we had our de jure government as aboriginals and these niggas took this shit. Now let me go on. I've also received the letters which your Imperial Majesty has been so kind as to write in favor of the United States to the Bashar of Tiyu, the sincere acknowledgments and thanks of the United States for this important mark of your friendship for them. Basically, he was telling Tripoli and Tunis, yo, leave them alone. Let them rock. Let them rock. They're paying me my ransom, my blackmail, my taxes, and we're going to let them control this shit for now, and let's see how they are. Right? Then it goes on. It says, we greatly regret the hostile deposition of those regency towards nations. See, they telling you that Tripoli and Tunis was pirating them. They were taking all their shit. That's the whole shit about the pirates of the Caribbean was Tunis and Tripoli taking everything from the United States. Yeah, they put it in a damn movie and renamed it. Let me go on. Who have never injured them. It is not to be removed on the terms of our power to comply with. Within our territories, there are no mines. See, now they just told you they got territories, places they can't go outside of their territories at this time. But it goes on. Within our territories, there are no mines, whether of gold or silver, and this young nation, just recovering from the waste and dissolution of a long war, have not as yet had time to acquire riches by agriculture and commerce. But our soil is bountiful and our people industrious, and we have reason to flatter ourselves that we shall gradually become useful to our friends. Basically, he just said, yo, I ain't got your money, but you know, in time, I can get you your money through our people working agriculture and commerce. Then it goes on and says, the encouragement which Your Majesty has been pleased generously to give to our commerce with your dominions. Do y'all know what the word dominions means? Commerce in his land, dominions. We're going to look up this word, dominions. This is what I was trying to tell y'all. If y'all start reading this shit and be looking up all these words, you're going to totally comprehend what they're saying. Sovereignty, control, supremacy, ascendancy, dominance, superiority, predominance, preeminence, homogeneity, authority, mastery, control, command, power, sway, rule, government, jurisdiction, sovereignty, dependency, colony, protectorate, territory, province, possession, tributary. See, they had to pay tributary to the Moors because they are in Moorish dominion. The land that United States is on, United States of America and all the states is on, is Moorish dominion. This your boy George Washington saying that. This ain't Jonah saying it. Don't get mad at me. Hold on. Let me put this shit in chat. Dominion. Got to see this shit for yourselves. You know. It's what I'm talking about. Boy, Jonah, I also want you to just pull up Dominion's definition right there and see all the different definitions you can read. I only read one. You know what I mean? So, dominion. So now you know where Morocco was, because it's written in this George Washington letter. And then it goes on. The punctuality with which you have caused the treaty with us to be observed and the just and generous measures taken in the case of Captain Proctor make a deep impression on the United States and confirm their respect for the attachment to your Imperial Majesty. Now, if y'all don't know, right there, that word attachment tells you they were a part of the Moroccan empire. The United States still is. Y'all didn't know that. I'm trying to tell you that the United States government is the trustee for the Moroccan empire. This is why we have to go to them to change our nationality back to Moore. We have to go to them to correct the birth records and birth certificates and all that. And we have to go to them and say, I don't want to be a 14th Amendment citizen no more, and do renunciation, expatriation, and you go back to the Empire of Morocco. They're the only ones that can do it because you're not sitting there more. So they have to do it. This is why y'all got to make it to these daggone seminars we're doing, because this is where I'm showing you exactly how to do it. You know what I mean? Exactly how to do it.
Is this one of the documents that we got to put in when we do the name change?
You could, but you don't have to. See, this is all right, I'm going to put you up on a little something. Little something is everyone else has been doing their name change in the wrong courts. They've been doing it in 14th Amendment courts. The procedure that I show you goes to the Supreme Court, where there is no one to challenge you on your petition. And you're in an Article 3 court. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm showing y'all exactly how to do shit. So you don't have to give them that much evidence. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no one going to argue with you.
Right. Because
so
I was seeing how easy it was in my state in California to do it. You can just do a petition that they got and do a name change, and there's no challenge in this case.
The problem is they have so many motherfucking courts and so many different papers for you to do. And the problem is they give you these easy-ass document, and you're in the wrong court. Like, you know how many people did it in probate? Wrong court. Probate is what? To probate the will of 14th Amendment. Strawman. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to talk on it no more. I don't want to give the haters too much information. But
this last little piece, though, what they did say is that when they do change the name, they're just going to add an attachment to the original birth certificate, and it's still going to be the original with the original name, but they're just going to change the name.
But you have to make them give you a copy of the original with the attachment.
Okay.
Let me show you something. What happens when you send that to, let's say you got a court case.
Right.
They ain't got no contract with you. They have to contract with the new person, right?
Right.
And if you never added the new name onto the social, and the new name ain't no U.S. citizen, they can't contract with you. So that very proof right there gets you out of a lot of different cases.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's contract law, isn't it? Isn't it all contract law?
All
well,
commerce.
You can't contract with that private person you just created once you got that shit changed.
Right.
I'm going to show y'all lot of things with this shit, man. It's real powerful. All right,
yes,
so
sir.
I'm looking up the word attachment. Let me put it in the chat so y'all can see where I'm reading from and shit and know what's going on. There's a lot of things we're going to be able to do money-wise and law-wise and everything else. Just be patient. Let's do it as a group, move together. I'm asking y'all all just not slow down. Let's do it together so more of us can just go boom. Now we're doing shit. All right, so here it is, the word attachment. An extra part or extension that is or can be attached to something to perform a particular function. An appendage, accessory, fitting, extension, add-on. The condition of being attached to someone in particular. Got it? George Washington just told y'all, United States is nothing more than Al Morocco Empire, an attachment added on. An attachment added on. This is why you got to know the real laws of America was your ancestors' laws. Now, the new laws are all special law for the straw man, for the enlegus, right? So you still got to learn them fucking laws, those ancient laws, because ancestral shit. So attachment to your imperial majesty. So they became a part of who? Imperial majesty. He gave them a charter to create what y'all call the United States of America. Here it is. George is telling you this. Not me. This is George Washington's letter. You can get it from the Library of Congress. And go back and listen to this goddamn show of the words I looked up. Look up and you'll see it your damn self. Prove it to yourself. And by the way, old George was a mulatto. He was not white. Okay. Let me go on. I've been broke that shit down. I told you George Washington is from Mount Vernon, New York. That's where I'm from. They have the museum there. Not to mention this. When y'all ever met a white person with the last name Washington? Did you know come from Washita? Washo? Aboriginal is an aboriginal name. Okay, now, let me go on. It gives me great pleasure to have the opportunity of assuring your majesty that while I remain at the head of this nation, I shall not cease to promote every measure that may conduce to the friendship and harmony which so happily subsists between your empire. See, I told you it was a Moroccan empire. Not a nation, a whole empire worldwide, y'all. Your empire in them, and shall esteem myself happy in every occasion of convincing your majesty the high sense which in common with the whole nation I entertain the magnanimity, wisdom, and benevolence of your majesty. May the Almighty bless your imperial majesty, our great and magnanimous friend, with his constant guidance and protection. George Washington. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Now, something I'm gonna put y'all up on. You know Abraham Lincoln was black, right?
Yeah, he was a mulatto.
He was black. I didn't say mulatto. When I say mulatto, that means that nigga was lighter, light eyes, curly hair and shit like that. I did not say mulatto. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
I got the congressional record
of what Abraham Lincoln looked like, and I'm about to put it in the chat.
Woo! Drop that shit.
So I always got to show y'all who y'all are because these motherfuckers convinced y'all was something else. Now, I don't know who this white boy is. But if you want to see the true picture, you put up Abraham Africanus. Hold on, y'all. All right, here it go. Now, I'm going to just give y'all the main search page, and it's going to show you all the proof. And it's a YouTube video that's 3 minutes and 9 seconds on YouTube that shows the congressional record. This is how I found out about it, and I ordered it. Because I need that proof, man. I tried to tell y'all all this shit was black or Moorish, a Moorish government. Now, I just gave y'all what your boy George Washington said, and now I'm giving y'all congressional records, too. All of this shit is congressional records. So I don't care who is going to try to say I'm trying to steal other people's information and their heritage, and it's not real. There it is, y'all. Did y'all see it? Y'all pulled it up? Pull it up, man. I put the chat there. I put it in the chat. Pull it up.
Which one did you click? Which link? It's a bunch of them on the search page. Which one you went to?
You can. I told you, look at the YouTube and then go into the images. Go into the images.
Okay.
That nigga is darker than me. Abraham Lincoln was darker than me. And you can see some of the letters that they wrote about him, and they hated his ass because he was black.
Yes. I thought that was a picture of
really
his dad.
You feel me?
Yeah, the whole time I thought that was a picture of his dad.
No.
One that's
no.
Crazy.
No. That's the actual Abraham Lincoln. And like I said, you prove it to yourself by ordering it from Library of Congress. And you can also see the picture of King George, who was black, had an afro, looked like a fucking singer from your mom's time or some shit. All our history has been reconstructed and hidden. It's hidden, but it's not really hidden when you can just call up the Library of Congress and order the fucking proof. So it's not really hidden.
We just needed what we got today. Somebody pointing this shit out, man, and leading us in the right direction.
Right. Right. You know? So my whole point is, you can say, oh, that's not a real picture. How could it not be a real picture if you can order it from the Library of Congress?
That shit is bad, man. Yeah.
Fact. So, my whole point is, how much proof do I have to show y'all? If George told you he was part of the Moroccan Empire, he was up under the Sultan, he was nothing but an appendage, and he changed the Moors government here in America. How much more proof I got to show you that you have to go back to being a Moor? If y'all don't come to these seminars, I don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all just shoot yourself. Give up. Give up. For real, for real. All right, I'm going to go to the call lines, but first let me seminar. Then I'm going to open up the call lines because it's a short show today. But I think I didn't drop those jewels enough to totally get y'all's whistle wet.
Definitely.
I'm going to be this weekend in Detroit, August 26, 2017, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to be at 2:50 at the door. It's going to be at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Detroit, Dearborn, 801 Southfield Expressway, Detroit, Michigan, 48228. It's going to be with your boy Jonah Bay, Akeem L., and Joey Bounce L. It's the Hindsight Radio Nationality Tour. We're going to be talking about freedom, expatriation, renunciation, birth certificate correction, and nationality, becoming an actual Moor by their records, not your own paperwork. Anyway, anything you want to add on before I open up the call lines, Jay?
No, I was going to ask you about the brother you said that did the GSA bonds, and he pretty much found the laws and the rules and stuff behind it. I wanted to try to get in contact with him or get some information on that, because that's the next step I'm going to do now that I'm back on the street. So just want to look inside on that.
Okay. He said, yo, I'm a revisionist. I'm trying to rewrite history. You absolutely right. I am a revisionist because I'm going back to the actual real history. I'm trying to change all the history that they put out there. That's wrong. That's actually my fucking goal. Hell yeah.
Neither.
All right, I'm going to 510 593. Peace to the God. Peace. You're going to listen, you're going to talk, yo. 510-593. Go on. 484-721. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, my brother Jonah. What's going on with you, baby?
God, how are you? I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
I'm doing the same, bro. Magnificent. And, you know, doing all this research and everything on this stuff, man, one thing that comes to mind is, man, you just got to stay right here, man, because it's just a matter of time. The more we're reading these things and we're seeing that there's really no person that could go against you with this proof and say anything against it.
Right.
So really, you just got to get your ducks in a row and go ahead and do it.
Everyone's trying to get us to connect to Africa and go back to Africa. Ain't no one hating on Africa. All I'm saying is that ain't where we're from. That's not where we're from. And you ain't,
right.
You could never make me believe that because I do my own research. I check shit out myself, and I've proven this shit to myself a long time ago. Now, I'm just going to show everyone what I use to prove it to myself so that y'all can make your own decision.
Nice. Yeah, we appreciate you for that, man. Definitely. You know, the other thing is, okay, so since it's going to be in Article 3 court and you putting in your adjudicated facts, and once again, it's not going to be any opposition right there. Well, what does that say for all, like, say if you got these little tribunal, say if you got, like, these little court cases
they
down here?
That's a great question. And I said I didn't really want to go into it, but fuck it. Remember, if they lack subject matter jurisdiction, it's up to you to prove that they don't have it, right? Now, you'll have no greater proof that you are not a United States citizen than the birth record that you bring in saying that your name has more, you are more now, your name has Bay, and you're not a United States citizen by court order.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Court
yes.
order tells
yes.
you can't fuck with you. That's, and y'all don't know about the treaties that says that they can't mess with Moors. That's the whole
treaty.
Point. Yeah, there's treaty.
Dog. Hey, I'm waiting on you to drop that.
I'm scratching the surface, man. I'm trying not to go deep. These are the things that I'm trying to show y'all in the seminars instead of doing it on the air, because what will happen is these quasi-Moors will try to use the same tactics, which actually makes your shit less powerful. You know what I mean? This is for real Moors.
Yes.
This ain't going to be for these quasi-Moors. You know? Now, add all that up. See, what y'all don't understand is, once you get the, what's the name, especially after you expatriate, the U.S. government gives you paperwork that you got to send to the IRS. You send that paperwork to the IRS, they change your social. They change it. And, well, they change your straw man social. And they put you down as not being a U.S. citizen, someone who cannot be taxed. Right? Now, what y'all don't know, or y'all should know, is every time you get locked up, every charge is a tax. All of that is tax. So once you expatriate and get that letter and you add that to the package of your nationality and birth record correction with all of that, nigga, it's nothing. I believe that that's also going to help open up those straw man accounts. But at the same time, you got to understand there's 3 to 4 different trusts. straw man trust. Y'all don't know this, but it's 3 to 4 different ones, right? So you have to design.
Okay.
Then the next one, then the next one, and the next one. And you do that by notice. You're going to do that by petition and suing. I have always told y'all, all roads lead to court. Everyone else was trying to keep y'all out of court. I ain't never said that shit to y'all. I've always told y'all we going to court.
Yeah.
We're going to court and we're going to kick their ass. You know what I mean?
And we're going to do it too, man, because
court is the bank. That's where the money at.
I don't know why we scared to go, or whoever is, why they are scared to go there. That doesn't make any sense. They were obviously not using that right side of the brain.
Well, I believe that's what I'm talking about when I said I talked about the eclipse today. I think more people are going to be able to use the right side of the brain.
I hope so, brother.
The program,
I hope so. We need
the program
that.
Has been sent back out. You feel me? The program has been sent back out to get people to think correctly. Shit is going to change rapidly now.
Word up, God. Peace. Peace, bro. Peace for everything that you do. I like everything that you're saying. And, you know, I'm always listening in the background. I'm going to stay in touch with you.
All right, then, God. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
All right. Let's move on to the next caller, 843-730. Peace to the God. Peace. Peace to the God.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
I can hear you. Go.
Hey. Give me a minute. I'm trying to hear you.
I can hear you. Go. Talk, talk.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
I said
hello.
I can hear you. I'm always
good,
can hear
good.
You.
Good. I can hear you. Peace, peace, peace. John, let me just tell you, I'm in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
This is my first time ever getting in on your call. I've been listening for about a month.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening for about a month. And what we're trying to do here in South Carolina is we're trying to get at least one person who can get to your seminar we got a group of people that we were just working together trying to get things done. And we've been through the foreclosure process. We have been through the foreclosure process. And we're just working together. We're trying to get at least one person we can get out there to you. And, you know, we'll pay there. We'll all get together and pay that one person to get out there because everybody can't make it.
Right.
And, but I'm going to tell you, you on a serious
make
mission,
sure it's a
and I know that you doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I got my confirmations in that, you know, last year, as soon as I heard you talking about going to Homeland Security, that kind of stuff, I'm like, yes, that's why that kept dropping in my heart, in my spirit, not ever, ever paid Homeland Security any attention at all in my whole entire life.
Right.
They just were everywhere I go. I went to a yard sale and purchased a purse. And in that purse was a Homeland Security identification card. I just wanted to give the person their card back. And then I was on my way to take my son to therapy, and I looked to my right. There was a Homeland Security truck. I said, let me call these people again. They get the card back. On my way back from taking him to therapy, I looked across the interstate on the opposite side. There was another one. I said, well, wait a minute now. Spirit talking to me. When I heard you say that, I said, yep. That's why Homeland Security was in my spirit, and I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden, while I'm going through folk culture, I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden that's an alarm,
right.
Something I have to pay attention to. When you said it, I think you were right. You're on the right track. Spirit,
well, thank
real
you, Spirit.
Me.
Thank you, sister. Thank you for calling
in. I'm just real proud of you and just so thankful because I'm following you. You know, about a month, my son's getting on. He's listening because it's been given to me by my family to figure out who we are. They give it out of sign.
She dropped. Thank you, sis, for all the encouragement. And yeah, we gonna do some great things, and we're doing some great things. Now, someone asked this in the chat. You's a little cheeky, aren't you? You's a little cheeky. The Boss 1522. All roads have been leading the court since 2014. Now it's approaching 2018. When we gonna go to court? Well, I don't think you've been listening consistently because your ass should have already been to court already with the processes. The injunction, you went to court to get on the do not detain list. That's court is your paperwork. Did you know that? Court is not their little meeting halls that they have in some building. Court is your paperwork, number one. Number two, goddamn. For sure, I'm taking y'all asses to court. I just talked about how I'm showing y'all how to do a petition in the Supreme Court to change your whole birth record. That's going to court. Have you been listening, bro? Or are you just a hater under a new name? I'm trying to figure out which one you are because I ain't never seen your name before. But if you want to know more, you're going to have to come to the seminar. I'm just not going to reveal it on the radio. That's just what it is. But we've been going to court. We've been going to court, bro. On the regular. You know, that third-party debt collector letter. You can pick up at jonahbay.com. Yo, that busts everyone's ass, these third-party debt collectors. That was going to court. That was paperwork going to court. And people actually went into their courts and bust their ass with that paperwork right there. I'm just saying. I don't know what else more you want me to say and prove. First of all, not to be on no hate and shit, but I don't see people out there that's getting remedy for people. I really don't. But I've gotten remedy for people since 2014, as you said. It was way before that, but people do what I teach and they get remedy. That's court, brother. That's court. All right? Court is paperwork. Court is sound, right reasoning and knowing their procedures. That's court. Now, all I can say is keep on walking with me. The more and more you're going to go into court and get some money. Now, also, during my seminars, I have also taught people how to actually sue impermissible credit pulls. They got money from that. I show people how to get CPNs. They get money. All that paperwork is court. You have to actually do it. You can't just listen. You're going to actually have to pull the trigger on some of this shit. Anyway, I'm going to move on to the next caller. I'm going to 504-913. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's up, Jonah?
What up, God?
Man, what's happening, man? I'm a real fucking blind, man. God damn it, I wish I'd have never looked at that eclipse.
Me too, I'm blind. I'm blind over here, God. I'm blind like a motherfucker.
Hey, I'm blind. Hey, that's the first thing my daddy said. He said, hey, look, Ed, don't look at the eclipse. Don't look at the eclipse. I say, all right, I ain't going to look at it, man. Just don't know. Like you said, I be Sundays and all the time, and I never went blind. Actually, I think I can
exactly.
See
exactly. I really do right, think yeah. It heals the body and the eye. But, you know,
man,
they rather listen to this government. They rather listen to these scientists. All these motherfuckers are eugenics. People that want to kill you off and destroy your genetic blueprint. But you're going to listen to them. Okay. And
right,
then when
right,
they,
right.
they hear me and you talk about we look, they think we lying. Oh, lying ass.
Yeah,
we trying to make them blind.
Right. That's the same. That was my homie had said. I said I was looking dead at it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even had no 3D. My daddy told me to look at it with
no
my welding helmet on. I ain't had no glasses.
I'm
looking dead.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I had
the glasses. I did not use them.
Right. Right.
At all.
Right.
Refuse to
use
them.
Like, man, I remember when I had first, I remember when you had first started, like, telling everybody about that turpentine, right? I was showing people,
mm-hmm.
like, look, this is what I'm taking. Well, I had showed one of the older guys one day, he said, oh, man, we about to die. So when he seen I take it, he was like, man, let me get some of that. Man, I've been told we were going to die
exactly.
all the time. He said,
exactly.
All right, like on the back of it, say poison or dangerous, don't consume or something like that. And, man, he saw me take it. He wanted to take it. I ain't lying. He was like, man, I thought we were going to die. He said, man, people been saying, if you take that, you're going to die for years. I said, well, hey, show and prove right here, right in front of your face. You did?
Exactly.
But, John, I had a question, man. You got that, you got that instrumental credit pull on your port like your boy Adept used to do? On your site?
I don't teach. Remember, I don't have time to teach everything. I'm trying to get us to the end. But go to
okay.
Joey Bounce. He, Adept learned it from Joey.
Oh, okay, yeah. Matter of fact, I won't get a consultation with him, but shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Joey,
but anyway, I'm still going to
get it. Joey will do it for you. You just set up a deal with him. He'll do it for you. Yeah.
Okay, that's
Joey,
no problem.
They've been doing it for years. Adept was new at it.
Right. Okay. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
another thing, guy. Like, say for instance you go to jail on some bogus shit, right? And they drop all your charges, but they only keep a couple of them. Can't you, like, get some money
right.
out of that for the charge that they had dropped?
Let me tell you something. For sure you can. But let me say this. Where we're heading, fuck suing these people over that type
Don't
of
Don't even
stuff.
Worry about that. Okay.
Let me
okay,
tell you,
I got
what
you.
What I mean. Because we're going after the whole account. The money only went into the account. So when you get the account, you got the money.
Got the money. Okay, right. I got you. For sure. One
you know
last
what I mean?
Thing. Now, listen. Right. When y'all did that New York seminar, y'all was showing everybody, you know, how to create their own CPN and everything. Now, I did the whole process. I done filed for Capital One. They refused me two times. And I think I did... First Premier, too, they refused me, too. So, like, when they refuse
okay.
you or deny
when you,
you
Capital One, when you did Capital One and Providian, were you going for a prepaid or a regular one?
I went for a secured.
A secured one, okay, prepaid.
Yeah.
Now, what it is you have to let it get on the credit report. When you get turned down, It opens up the credit file. So wait a while, like a quarter, 3 months, and then do it again.
Oh, that ain't no problem. All right, that's all I needed to know. Okay,
When you first do it, there's no records of it at all. So now that you've been
okay,
turned
yeah.
down, there's a record.
Well, at first it wouldn't show up on Credit Karma. Now it's showing up on Credit Karma, it just don't have no scope. You know what I'm saying? At first, it wasn't even doing that. I don't know if that got something to do with it or not. But, yeah, it wasn't even showing up on – it wouldn't even let me log in with it. Now it's letting me log in, but it's just not showing no score on us. So I guess I got to, you know, wait about 2 more months, the quarter, and then it'll, you know, reveal its stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt, God. No doubt.
Hey, great show, Jonah, man. Hey, it's never
thank
a dull
you,
moment, man. When you're in a team on the show, man. So peace to the gods. I'm gonna let somebody else get a question in. All
right, then peace to the God. Now, your boy, you are one cheeky bastard. The boss, 1522. Dog, I can start teaching and stop teaching whatever I want. Number one. If I'm doing the teaching, you doing the listening. Now, number one. Number two, I stopped teaching that shit because every fucking body was claiming that they knew how to teach it and was going to teach it, all the haters. So I said, you know what? Teach it. I'm going to move on to my next part, and let's see if y'all do it. They ain't never fucking did it. They ain't never finished it after they all claimed they knew how to do the motherfucking lawsuit. Now, here's the funny thing. When I was talking about those lawsuits, the tort claims and the Tort Claim Act, I actually gave you the laws on how to do it. I actually gave y'all, what was it, Charlie Sprinkle's case and Rob Class case to show you what not to do. I've actually taught y'all how to do it. If you go back and study what the hell I was talking about in those shows. But no, I did not do the fucking template. And I'm not going to do the template. Reason why I'm not doing the template, I refuse to teach the fucking haters. I'm more private with my info now. Let them niggas learn on their own. And another thing is, nigga, nationality is number one. Fuck them lawsuits. Fuck them lawsuits. Go back to being who the fuck you are and the gates of heaven open to you. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas want revenge and all that shit instead of freedom. So if you came here for me to teach you that, you better go back and listen to the old shows, because I'm not teaching it, my nigga. I'm not teaching it. Anyway, let me move on. I tell you, man, ever since the eclipse went down, there's been mad people coming at me today, rubbing me the wrong way. I know this has affected people psychologically. Someone called, well, texted me, was talking about, yo, I want my consultation at 7 o'clock. I said, nigga, you ain't getting one. And I says, first of all, I'm offended at the fact that, nigga, you don't know it's Monday and my show is on at 7. How could you even want me to help you when you don't even know what I'm about and what I teach? If you don't know when the fuck my show is on, you ain't been listening to me, man. Go get a consultation with someone else. But he was persistent on his consultation. He's like, man, I'm open at any time. I apologize, da-da-da-da. So once someone apologizes, you know, you gotta accept their apology. But people been coming at me wrong and talking crazy all day after the eclipse, man. Y'all need to be easy, man. I will cuss your ass the fuck out, man. That's just how I am. Don't do the police shit either. Don't ever tell that shit to a black man. That shit pisses a black man off immediately. Don't ever tell a nigga calm down when you offended him. Dog, if I was in front of you, we might have had to fight over that. Never do that. How do you think cops get niggas to upset and get them, arrest them every day? By using that word, calm down. After they know they just said some outlandish shit to them and then say calm down. Worst shit you could do is to say that, yo. Don't say that. Just be like, my bad. Be like, my bad, I'm trying to catch up. Like I said, y'all need to learn how to have love for one another and know how to talk to a motherfucker, especially if you want that person to show you something, to teach you something. You know? I'm from New York, man. Y'all just don't get it, man. I'm not no nice-ass nigga. I know it's a lot of information out there. This is why I said, dog, whatever shit you think sounds good to your spirit, stick with that and study it. Because whether you want learning good information or bad information, you're still learning. And then I still say this. If you learn some bad information, then you know a lot of shit that's bad, and then you'll know the good shit from the bad shit. But either way, you must study, you must listen to someone. And I don't suggest that you listen to a whole bunch of people at one time, because it all gets jammed together. Know the difference between each one's teaching style. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. But it's all good. I still feel wonderful, magnificent, and great. You know what I mean? But let me go back to the call lines. This is someone from Detroit right now. 313-736. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. Hello?
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing? Wonderful, magnificent, and great. That's even though awesome. People were trying to rub me the wrong way, man. But I'm still smiling and happy.
And we love you. We love you regardless of all that.
Thank
other
you,
stuff.
Girl. I need that love.
Yeah, my name is Khalifa, and
what
I wanted to ask.
Your name ain't with Khalifa.
Yes. So I wanted to ask a question. I'm sorry, I had to run, grab the phone, I'm out of air, breath now. But I wanted to ask about, okay, my nephew, we went in the court because he had a ticket. I went in as the friend of the court. He's 21. Driving while not licensed, without a license.
Mm.
And he didn't pay the ticket, and then they got him in court. So he went in there, and we asked for verification of claim. You know, where's the victim? And the judge, of course, did a dance, you know, around that. And then my nephew got into a whole bunch of stuff. So they carried the case to another day. We went back. This time, though, he wouldn't let me speak because the time that I did get a chance to speak in the first one, first time we went, I, you know, said we want to stay on this verification of claim. And then I explicitly said, there is no victim, so we haven't committed any crime. And I ordered that this case be dismissed. Well,
right.
He took it to another level and told me I couldn't talk anymore because I didn't cross the bar, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I reserved my rights to not cross
right.
the bar. But my nephew,
gotcha.
You know, he wanted to go up in there and cross the bar, and he wanted a box with him and everything. And so this time
we
he went in there a second time.
We got to
well,
get out
the problem,
of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he went in there and did a motion. I told him not to do no motion. But, you know, being 21, you know how they rambunctious, ready
no
to go.
No matter what you put in the court, they call it a motion.
Even the affidavit?
Yeah, affidavit
he
is
made,
a motion. So.
Yeah, but he made a real point of it the second time. He was like, well, since you filed a motion, we're going to have to bring in the prosecutor. So he brought in a lawyer that time
mm-hmm.
to speak. And everything, and I'm like, wow. So now we're
speak
confused.
Speak for him,
what?
Or speak against?
Yeah, he
him.
Said because against him.
Man, that's
he said
not
because,
law. That's not law.
Yeah, he said.
See, this, first of all, he was supposed to. He should have got a consultation where I could have trained him to go before the court. First of all, you had the right to put in motions and do whatever. Without a lawyer
right.
because the Constitution says you can defend yourself, right?
Right.
So for him
right.
to slap a lawyer on him is unconstitutional. And that's what y'all was supposed to say. But, you know what I mean? Y'all didn't.
Mm-hmm.
See, that type of stuff, when I'm in court, they never did no shit like that to me. Because mm-hmm. I stuck to the Constitution. The Constitution is their trust indenture because they're public trustees. You always got to stick to that right there. That's how you control them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
well, now we're.
First of all, I would have did a Rule 5.1 that would have been like a constitutional challenge to their fucking driving shit anyway. Why? Because for you to tell me I got to have a license is unconstitutional. So I tell them to bring in the Attorney General to prove that this law is constitutional. And they never come because it's not.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
You
and
see
then,
the now the Rule 5.1
yeah.
is their rule. It's called the Federal Rules of Procedure Rule 5.1. But if you just Google Rule 5.1, it'll come up. You read it yourself. You don't have to believe
okay.
me.
Okay. Yes, sir. Got that for sure. Now,
let me say this. Uh-huh. You need to go to JonahBay.com and pick up the injunction for you and your nephew. Y'all only need one, and y'all get yourselves on the injunction, and then when they pull behind you, they know they can't detain or stop you. They'll leave you alone.
Okay.
All right.
Just get the injunction for traveling?
Yeah, injunction. Go to jonahbay.com and pick up injunction. Matter of fact, go on to YouTube tonight, pull up Jonah Bay injunction, and listen to the recording for free.
Okay. I got a copy of it. I downloaded it. I just haven't gotten to that because I didn't know I was there, but I guess
look
I am. Okay.
All right. Peace to the
dog. Okay. One more thing, please, if I may.
Go ahead.
Now I have two parking tickets, and I want to be able to address them. How do I do
the parking
ticket.
The parking tickets, you hit them with the third-party debt collector letter. You can get that at jonahbay.com, too. And boom, they are third-party debt collectors. How do you owe them? What did they do for you? When did you sign a contract that you would pay them every time you parked? You didn't, did you?
Right.
Therefore, they third-party debt collectors trying to enrich themselves. So give them that and send them packing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate
peace. No doubt.
Peace.
No doubt. It was a hell of a show today, man. See, this is what I mean about these people. I know this is a hater, y'all. Claimed that he's here. If he's been around since 2014 when I started teaching, he claims that a lot of the teaching ain't consistent. He says, my teaching ain't consistent. How the fuck is my teaching not consistent when I'm the only one out there that gets people remedy? Huh? And if he's been listening to since 2014 to up until now, he's heard a billion and one testimonies, right? But then it says, I see whenever you ask so-called teachers something, they always lash out. See, now, he doesn't think that's offensive. He just called me a so-called teacher. And I lashed out, nigga, because you're talking crazy to me. You're talking motherfucking crazy. If you talk fucking crazy, I will talk crazy to you. And if I was in front of you, I'd have slapped the shit out of your bitch ass. That's my fucking point. But I bet this is just your boy, Greenhouse, under a different name. You know what I mean? So I kicked this nigga out too. So now he's going to have to go get a new name because I'm going to kick him out every time I see him. And if he was a regular person, sorry, nigga, you just fucked yourself. I won't address you. I won't fuck with you. No, never again. You know what I mean? You're a disrespectful motherfucker. I don't need you. You need me. You on this show, you want to learn what I have to teach. I'm not calling your show trying to learn from you. You know what I mean? Class in motherfucking session. Shut the fuck up and listen. And let me show you the proof of this congressional records, man. These motherfuckers irked the shit out of me. But anyway, we're gonna be in Detroit this weekend, y'all. We're gonna show y'all exactly how to be Moors. Get your true nationality. Now, remember, the one thing I wanted to really point out about when I read George Washington's letter today, right, was this right here. The United States did a contract to do commerce and to create the United States in Morocco with who? With who? The Moors. Did it say George Washington? Did George Washington say he was in the dominions of Ouachita? Did he say he was in the dominions of the Iroquois? He didn't talk about no one else but who? The Moors. So y'all have to go back to being Moors. Y'all can put Moor, and then if you want to put that you are Iroquois, that's cool. Me, myself, I put more Aboriginal. Wanted niggas to know I came directly from this land, sprung up out of this land. You know what I mean? Only reason why I didn't use the word autochthon on the paperwork because not too many people familiar with it. You know? So my whole point is y'all always want to go for these nationalities or these tribal nationalities or, you know, people like, yo, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. That's my nationality. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to argue whether that is or isn't. But what I am going to tell you is none of that shit matters to this government. They only did the contracts with the Moors. And George Washington letter just proved that, man. So, yo, either you're going to deal with and be a big boss in this shit or you're going to play games with this shit. See y'all this weekend in Detroit in the whole nine. I don't know. I may have a show Wednesday. I may not. I just don't know. But very important, man, that you grasp this situation. JJ Bay, you there? I don't see his mic open. Guess he's not there. All right, but yo, my man made this song. I hope y'all enjoy it. Here you go.
Whitewash. They did our brothers a commitment the same way. They did us in America the same way. Wake up, wake up.
Daddy, I'll be more.
Peace, God.